more discussion? Okay, so we don't have anything anymore. I'm gonna go ahead and move that bylaw number 488-26, council procedures amended by, amended from bylaw 444-22, being a bylaw of the village of Longview in the province of Alberta, to provide for the procedure and conduct of council and council committee meetings, receive first reading. All in favor?
I request to record the vote.
So if I could hear verbally, yes, yes, no, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I've moved, so John, you vote?
Yep.
Yes. Brenda?
No.
Rose?
Yes.
So we will leave it at first reading for now. Joint use planning agreement.
So there's, I should just read the RFD here this morning. Okay, thank you for your patience, council. So this is agenda item 11.2, joint use planning agreement. So I'll just read the brief summary here and give the context. Alberta legislation requires land development agreements between municipalities and school divisions. The attached joint use planning agreement with Foothills School Division has been reviewed by Foothills School Division Administration and our village municipal planning consultants. A deadline for this document is early June 2026. So both the Foothills School Division admin staff and planners feel this document is satisfactory to meet the legislative requirements and is recommended to us. So I also recommend council put a motion to direct that the CEO, because it's, you know, protocol, would be approved to sign this agreement and it's in place. Just to say practically, there is no plan at this point, like in the next 6 months or 12 months, to do any particular land development, but clearly the provincial government is seeing that being proactive, having something in place in case at some point something comes up, there is a document to guide it. So again, I recommend, as do the school board, school division administration, and our municipal planning experts who've done this in other municipalities, to proceed with this and have it approved.
Does this need to also include Chrysler Dana, or just?
Thank you, good question. So to be very frank on this one, it isn't 100% clear, but talking to the people who are best in the know, that it is clear enough, justified enough, that because a separate school, if I may say that, is not in our municipal district, does not have to be included. The wording is such that it actually says a public, but it would be nice if it said, and, you know, separate, so on. It doesn't, but it makes it clear if there's a public needs to be included. So, long story short, we do not need to have it in talking to the experts, and they'll go to that first. There shouldn't be a problem. So, no. Short answer.
I'm trying.
Any other questions? Can I get a motion to approval of the
JUPA
agreement? Did I get a motion? Oh, I'm sorry. Speak up, please. Okay.
You guys are listening?
Yeah. All in there?
It's heavy.
Yes. Carrie. Infrastructure engineering specifications.
So this is, if you read the, we call it RFD, there's a bit of detail in there, a bit of technical. So, long story short, developments, this is mostly to do with larger infrastructure impacts of commercial developments. So there is a choice when these developments are done and when they're approved. And so one of those choices is the engineers involved can use certain specifications that the village has been using for a long time, and they're quite old and outdated, to be frank. And then there are newer ones. There's probably many, but it just so happens that it's very common in Alberta, I suppose, that it's City of Calgary. So that is kind of the industry standard, if you will, for the better ones, the more appropriate ones, if you allow me to be free with words. So long story short is that our engineers, by the way, I wanted to mention, so MPE, or engineers, for quite a while, we have heard some feedback, unsolicited, I wasn't asking, but they actually do high quality work relative to some others. The others were not named, I didn't ask, but I just thought that's good for the village to know that they're certainly not on the lower end of the scale of quality professional engineers. So anyways, they have continually, so if I may pull up the document, there's a couple of their phrases that are useful. So adopting standards minimizes cost and municipalities. So no, that's not the right one. Sorry, there is some. Okay, I think I found it here. Municipal engineering design standards support public safety and the reliability of municipal infrastructure. Standards establish minimum requirements for materials and design to ensure infrastructure is safe for the community and functions reliably over its lifespan. Design standards, when implemented consistently over time, improve consistency of municipal infrastructure systems. So that would mean it's more efficient and more cost effective. That's implied by that sentence. They support the development of a uniform framework so that the system, like municipal water systems, transportation network, are compatible throughout the entire municipality, regardless of which contractor or developer built them. Additional benefits of adopting and applying municipal design standards, so cost efficiency, streamlined approvals. So I won't list them all here, but there are a number of very good reasons for adopting better standards, which they are, the City of Calgary ones that are referred to. So I think I could summarize it in another way, if council allows, that some would say it is always better in projects to think with a long-term point of view and a short-term outlook. What happens when you focus on, and short-term would generally mean choosing something that's easier and cheaper right now than something that will do a better job in a longer time, last longer, be more efficient, many, many things like that. So that's the long-term perspective. The short-term is usually, it's just cheaper. But this is the interesting thing about this concept, Council, is that if you do choose short-term and you look at a short-term decision every time over a long-term, it actually is costing you more than if you would have had it. Looked at the long-term first and chose it. So I'm sorry, this is a bit deep, but that is some of the reasons that our engineering firm has been asking. We have a number of big commercial projects going on in the village, and this applies to them, and they have been asking for these standards to be used. So we're at the decision point here where some of these projects are coming to the point of getting very ready to go and happen. And so there can no longer, and there is incidents where the old standards have been used, which is not what the engineers recommend, is not what our municipal planning consultants recommend. And I gave some reasons. And also, last thing I'll say is, this is not ratepayer money, this is grant money. And I know grants could be used different places, but generally these government grants are used for infrastructure. So it isn't like some of these longer term items that would cost a bit more are coming out of a property tax increase or something. That is not the case. So the bottom line is, we are recommended by both the engineers who and the municipal planning experts to use this spec because it's basically better for the long-term interest of the village. I should be addressing council. So the recommendation is that the city spec be used. I'm sorry, this was long-winded.
Any comments? Okay.
Move it.
I'm trying to understand this a little bit. Like, how do we align with City of Calgary specs? So, we're a village.
Yeah, so I cannot profess to, you know, be an engineer, but this has to mean that they are not applying something that doesn't fit for us. That's just not what we're talking about here. I mean, the MP would not do that to us, and our planners would catch this and say, hey, this spec applies to a good place, not us. So that, I'm sure, is not happening. Again, I don't have detailed examples, but what it has to mean is that standards that are uniform across, no matter what size, I'll say it this way, I'm pretty sure this would be true, no matter what size of it, municipality, infrastructure is, well, let me say this analogy. You have a computer, it can be, you know, a Mac, a Dell, or whatever, but everyone is going to have a power source. You know, certain things are standard. So I'm very sure what this is talking about, the things that are standard and must be in infrastructure projects, this is a better spec for all of them across the board. And it's not relative to taking some, it's not an apples and orange thing. That's a good way I can say it. I'm sure it's not. So not to worry on that one. Thank you.
Covers all of it. Maintenance and cost efficiency, streamlined approvals, regulatory compliance, typical infrastructure coverage. Anything else?
Would like to understand it more, because it just seems to me like we're going to be made to put more expensive stuff, because that's what City of Calgary would seem to do, but we're a little village, so do we need that?
So, yeah, I'm sure that is not that, and I try to say it, but I'll try and say it again. This is not, where in some cases, I'm just trying to think of an example where that would apply, where, you know, they, something that is in a bigger municipality just wouldn't fit for us, you know. But this, it's the same thing, the same type of components in infrastructure, no matter what size of municipality. Like, there's a pipe, there's a, I'm just groping here a bit, but I think I might be close. So there's a valve, you know, there's a pipe, there's maybe some kind of compressor or something. Those things have to be standard. And the sizes, they might differ. Like, in a, if it's a million people, you know, it's going to be 48-inch. But if it's, but that, this wouldn't be talking about, there's no way this is saying, oh, let's put a 48-inch pipe into Village of Longview. That is not it. What it would be saying is, for if you're doing engineers and whoever's doing this, putting this in, installing, if it's a 48-inch or it's a 4-inch, make sure the calibration is right, make sure the type of material is right, it has the right chemical structure, or make sure that it has the right seals, regardless of size. So I'm sure this is not about taking a City of Calgary type of product and putting it in something that is smaller and not meant to be a square into a round. This would be about applying. I think the confusion might be the word mentioning City of Calgary. Probably what's happened here is they got onto it first, and so many municipalities and firms are following what they've done. But it's not so much it's not the City of Calgary that they're bigger. It's that what they're using is more leading edge isn't right, more efficient and long term. Those are the words that are appropriate. So it isn't to do with their size. It's to do that with, they have progressed further along better decisions of the type of standards, not the size of components. So I'm very sure we don't have, or we're not trying to apply something in the city that doesn't fit in a smaller village here.
What you're saying, Roy, is there going to be, engineers are looking at, we got the quality materials that we need for this village, is what it boils down to.
Yes, what it would be is if they are speccing something, whatever technically it is, they have the choice of something we currently have. There's only two choices in this decision here. There's Village of Longview, what we've been using for how many years? 30, I don't know, 40, some standard from engineers way decades back. And then a new standard for the same item, which is more reliable, more safe. Those are the key items. Reliability and safety are probably the key things. Another analogy, sorry, I'm just trying to be helpful here. It's like having an electrical code, okay, in a construction. So we build a house or something, and then, or we have a 90-year-old house, this is the example, and then somebody comes through, and maybe they're used to doing big mansions and so on, but that's not the point. They all have the same wires and 120 volts. You know, you can have a 20,000 square foot home, you still use 120 volts and a transformer, right? And so does a smaller place. But when somebody comes through from the building inspector and says, oh, you want to do an addition, provincial says you got to have the right current day standards 80 years later. That's exactly what we're talking about. They're not saying you need to have a wire 10 times as big. That's not it. Same wire, but it has better insulation, has better soldering, has better materials, but it's still the same. Anyways, yes is, sorry, answer was yes.
Guidelines. Go ahead.
we need a motion on this one.
Yeah.
Speaking of this, can you?
Well, yeah, so, motion.
Motion to carry.
To adopt the City of Calgary 2025 Consulting Engineers Field Service Guidelines as the Village of Longview's municipal engineering design standards.
That is.
That's what John put forward?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the vote carried?
Not yet. All in there? Carried. All right, Melanie Arcade is scheduled for the weekend of July 18th to 19th this year. As with last year, we plan to hold, the parade on Saturday morning along the same route, and the afternoon events, beer garden, barbecue, and children's games will take place in Centennial Park. On Sunday, they will host the Show and Shine, as well as a battle of bands, also in the Centennial Park. So they are seeking approval from council to use the park and to utilize the village tents, tables, and chairs.
Can I make a comment?
Mm-hmm.
So not to be confused, sometimes this has been debated in the past. It's probably more of an administrative decision, but it's very good, of course, council to be involved in it. It never hurts to have a motion. So I just want to make clear this isn't the CAO kind of delegating he should be handling himself on this. It was more just an attempt to be a team, keep everybody on the same page. So just wanted to say, so a motion is fine to put in there, or a directive of support, whatever works. Typically, administration would call for it. It's been done many times.
Mm-hmm.
Your call.
Yeah. Any comments about them using the village park and tents and tables and chairs? Okay. I will put that forward, the council. All better? Carried.
Okay, thanks.
School request for contributions. Longview School has requested donations for the outdoor school project. We had an opportunity to read all that. So they're requesting financial support. They're launching a fundraising campaign with a goal of $30,000. So they're asking us for our first financial support. That's part of what the grain bin is outside. They have a whole bunch of work to do on it. So it's a grain bin, gazebo, and outdoor classroom. So the proposed outdoor classroom will serve as a dynamic learning space where students can engage in hands-on experimental activities that complement traditional instruction. It will support curriculum areas such as science, ecology, mathematics, and art, while also promoting mental well-being and teamwork. And their vision is to showcase the beauty of agriculture, education, and nature in a space that is fun. Any comments?
Say from the, sorry, am I interrupting?
No, she just asked, 2,000 is what they're asking.
Yeah, so I did look back a few years and there really hasn't been anything in the budget or paid here. There was one point about 3 years ago, there was some allocations, but I believe at that point the rec board was more within us. It's been separated since, so it's more, or I think it was the rec board. So really, this hasn't been a line item in a budget at all.
Mm-hmm.
There are some other regulars, as you're aware, like Little New York Days and so on. So, and we're in, you know, the period we're coming up on a budget, kind of in that middle period. So I'm trying to balance this as safely as I can financially. So I would say, as disappointing as it might be, probably because there's two requests, there's another one coming up here, right? Well, that's been added just today from 4-H. So it would probably be best with the budget where it is at and going to be in the next few months, probably to keep the total of those to around 500, possibly 700. We recommend split between 500 because we're already, you know, budgeted on these other items. This is new. So to be conservative, maybe stay in that 500 range if you're going to, for both, including both. The 4-H, 4-H, no, like 250, 203, okay. Yeah, type of thing.
So you're saying 250, 300 each?
Matt, the total together, 5.
So 250?
Yes, if you want to split even.
Okay, so we can do that. Move that. And then that covers the 4-H right away too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a motion?
That a motion, John?
That's a motion.
To the outdoor school program?
And the 4-H for 250, or are you gonna, can we combine the two?
We'll do them separate.
Probably best separate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same wording roughly, yeah.
250?
All in favor?
Okay.
Gopher policy.
Yes, so certainly something that is the village is aware of. It's real and it's practical. So I have obviously done some research, talked to other municipalities, similar size, and have come up with a policy requesting council to consider adopting an administrative policy to look at the matter of gophers. So a key point is, in the end, it is a budget decision. So I'll be upfront. We're looking at over $5,000 annually to deal with this situation. And the challenge we have, and it's not like we've dropped the ball or sitting on something, I have been working on this, but basically this week and next week is the ideal time before you start, if you're gonna do this and spend something like that, it should be at the time. I don't wanna get graphic. This is quite disturbing to some people. So I'll just say if it's gonna happen, it should be right away. But the decision point for council is based, and I have asked, is there cheaper ways to do this? Not really to do it right. I will put something else out there because some of you may be thinking, and that has been brought up, there are some people that would be willing to use some firearms to take care of this. Just being upfront with what's come forward, that would be a cheap solution. However, and I'm no expert, I can only go on what I've tried to research as many places I can, but I'll just be very specific, and I can't go much further because, again, I know people are very upset even talking about this type of thing because of the care for animals. But a BB gun is not apparently effective enough. A 22 would be, and I don't want to say anymore because this would be already disturbing.
Yeah.
So on the other hand, are we gonna have people shooting 22s in the village? I don't think that's gonna be acceptable. Let's talk about where we live, right? So I can't be taking a side as CEO. I'm just saying these are considerations. So that was just meant to sidebar and say other alternatives have been entertained, looked at. I'm still coming up with, if this is to be done. Oh, and I must say the $5,000 there are ways to use products and so on, which have safety issues. They could be kids and, you know, animals can transmit them. This particular way of doing it, which I started this discussion last year, something was attempted last year with this group and the timing was off. But this would use sort of a trapping situation. And so the cost would include a humane, they don't wait too long, suffocation, dehydration, and so on. Again, I won't get graphic. So this would not be a poison situation that people would need to worry about, kids or anything, but it's more costly. That's probably why it's 5,000. So it's about the only way to do it. It needs to be done now. So then this comes to budget decision. This has not been budgeted in any kind of magnitude like this. You know, just being upfront, 5,000 is big spend in the budget. It just really is. So I wish this decision was easier for council, but it's pay 5,000 now, do the job right. If you want to stretch the budget without really having to have the budget cost, like I'm stretching, I'm not recommending or saying it's totally okay. I have said to caution, that's a lot of money. But for sure I can say this, that wouldn't be amount that you would want to be spending each year. Our budget's too small to be spending that kind. And I'm sorry it's that way. I know this is a concern to certain residents. So, sorry to turn it back to council. It's not an easy one. It would be nice to also consider approving or not this policy and then budget. There's two things, the decision on go forward budget or not, and annual or not.
I'm trying to think where the issues are and tell them, like, it's the school, but that would be
responsibility,
right? We actually got the person I'm working with from the school because that was recommended by somebody who lives in the area. I don't live here and so on. There are residential areas that are adjacent to open fields and so on where this is very prevalent. So the ones closer to the open areas, certainly a campground would definitely be a candidate, right? I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, you would know better.
It's a tough one. It's a lot of money that we have budgeted for.
How many gopher giraffes?
How many gopher giraffes in town? You know, like in the village itself.
Well, it depends where you live.
Yeah.
Where they're coming in from.
That is a hard, should I even try? I don't know, but I thought I heard maybe from last year, we're probably talking between 400 and 1,000. 1,000 might be high, but it's in the 400s plus range, I'm thinking. So lots, right?
Yeah, no, I go to the campground last year, and yeah, there's, you don't want to know how many gophers are there.
So do you want to start with the easy one is maybe the policy, if you want to go or not with that, and then the budget one, I guess I have to face it. Oh no, that one's still coming. There's this policy and the budget for this decision. Yeah, I can't move forward without budget, so it is a budget decision, but there's also the policy decision. So this is the easier one if I like it's okay or not, and then the budget is the tougher one.
And while we're still talking about whether we're going to pay the money, we also have the policy, government control policy, to review. So pest control for the village of Longview with respect to the Richardson ground squirrel population. So what would this policy, it's not committing us to spend the money, it's just the policy.
It's basically saying administration has the right to try and address this.
Okay.
The budget will have to come from council.
Okay.
We're on both of them.
Those numbers would be applied once, if you say, we like the council wants to adopt this policy, then I would fill in these numbers. Just at the right sequence. We haven't had a policy for a while, so I would go back and pick up the right number.
Okay.
It's the content that you would be voting on.
I'm all right with policy.
I'm ready with policy too.
Yeah, that's kind of a policy, but $5,000 is way too much.
Can we? I know that it's gonna be too late this year. Can we take it to our deliberations?
I think so.
Budget deliberations, see if we can plan for next year, moving forward.
Yeah.
I think that'd be the best.
Okay.
So defer it to council or budget discussions, is that the directive?
Yes.
Okay. And that, is that for the policy too, the whole thing?
The policy we're good with, yes. It's just the. So we can
Motion, please.
Okay,
just
so.
For clarity.
All right, I'll make the motion to move forward with the gopher control policy. All in favor with that, council? Yeah, all carried.
Okay.
And then, I know it. People don't want gophers in their yard, I get that. Somebody wanna put a motion forward that will defer it to our budget deliberations for.
I'll put that motion.
For the following year? Okay. All in favor? Okay. All right.
So there was one that was missed, yeah.
Yeah, we have to backtrack here, sorry guys. The Longview and area recreation committee donation request. So the Longview and area recreation are seeking council's approval for a donation request. So the Longview Youth Group, $2,500. Lonely Art Days, $2,000. Light Up Longview, $3,500. And the Longview School Eagles fundraiser for $2,000, total of $10,000. Does council approve this?
That's from their amount that we hold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's from the account that is held.
Yeah, it's from the rec committee.
Yeah.
And this still leaves them a balance, by the way.
And they still have a balance. Are we moving forward on it?
Have you got a balance there?
Failure 29.
John put it forward for the rec board.
Was it carried to you?
All in favor?
Yep.
Carried.
Maybe we should put it in request for the open.
Yeah, I don't know about that. What's the recreation?
Yeah, it's recreation, it's in rec.
What's the recreation part, running around after them or?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is the 4-H.
We already done that one, right?
Yeah.
Yes, but we
Oh, okay, sure.
We did it separate. We said yes, but the
Okay.
the amount.
Just $250.
Yeah, we agreed $250 for the 4-H. All in favor? Okay, carried.
And that was John that did both, right?
No, I did. Well, yeah, no,
John
sorry,
did both,
yeah.
Yes, John.
Sorry, my apologies, John. And it was carried. And is there any external correspondence?
No.
Okay, well. I will adjourn this meeting at 8:15.